The People Tree by Matt Waits. I'll be back at the later time of 9 p.m. next Saturday, but now, here on Radio 3, here's Julian Joseph and Jazz Lineup.
Hello! A taste of tonight's concert performance by saxophonist Konrad Wisniewski and pianist Ewan Stevenson's New Focus Quartet, taking their inspiration from Stan Getz's classic 1961 album Focus. More from that set later. Also on the programme, as this month marks the birthday of Duke Ellington on the 29th of April, saxophonist Pete Long will be enthusing about the great maestro in the company of Claire Martin. Well, let's keep the Duke admiration blazing with the sound of the Temperance Seven. They'll be playing tonight at the Porthcawl Jazz Festival, where the celebrations begun yesterday and run until tomorrow night. And here's their take on early Ellington. This is The Mooch. Duke Ellington's The Mooch, performed by the Temperance Seven from their Parlophone Recordings Volume 2 from 1962 to 65. Well, from a respectful rendition of a past icon to the recognizable saxophone sound of David Sanborn, who releases his 25th solo album. And this album is produced by Marcus Miller, who also plays bass on the album. And this is Spanish Joint. Thank you. Spanish Joint from the remarkable alto sax of David Sanborn, and that album is released on the revamped OK label. And incidentally, many of the greats, including Duke Ellington, released an abundance of recordings in their early days on OK. Well, back over the pond to the UK, and an exciting band that combines the talents of familiar British stalwart players Matt Skelton on drums, Dave Newton on piano, and empirical bassist Tom Farmer. Collectively, they're known as Big Screen, covering material from the big screen with a sense of style and panache. This is Get Me to the Church on Time. That's the sound of Big Screen and Get Me to the Church on Time. The album is called Take One and it's out on the 27th of April on the Lynn Recordings label. And if this high-quality trio is your cup of tea, then you can catch Big Screen at the Jazz Bar in Edinburgh on April the 22nd, the Blue Lamp in Aberdeen on the 23rd, Hospital Field Arts in Arbroath on the 25th. In May, they play the Concord Jazz Club in Eastleigh on the 13th and the Pizza Express in Soho, London on the 26th and 27th of May. And for more information on Big Screen, check out the link on the Jazz Lineup page via the Radio 3 website. Well, staying with the cinematic theme, guitarist Neil Warden has spent a lot of time composing music for film, and he collaborates with pianist Stuart Mitchell for the album The Silent Sky, which conjures imagery in keeping with the day job and blends different instruments and sounds for what is a textural and thoughtful offering. The album boasts the trumpet contributions of Colin Steele, who Jazz Lineup will have in session over the coming weeks. This is Lulo. Lulo from the smooth and thoughtful sound of Neil Warden and Stuart Mitchell. That track featured Colin Steele on trumpet, and the album is out now on the Deep Blue label. Well, April marks the birth of acknowledged 20th century heavyweight composer and true jazz pioneer Duke Ellington, who was born on April the 29th, 1899. Jazz Lineup's Claire Martin caught up with the energetic and upbeat clarinetist, saxophonist and band leader Pete Long to share his love of all things Duke. Pete features on a new CD called The Tattooed Bride with the band he's passionately led for 20 years called Echoes of Ellington. And before we hear from Claire and Pete, here's the Duke with It Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing.
It don't mean a thing if you ain't got that swing.
It don't mean a thing, all you gotta do is swing.
Makes no difference if it's sweet or hot. Just give that bit of every little thing you've got.
It don't mean a thing if you ain't got that swing.
It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing, arranged by Billy Strayhorn, played by Duke Ellington, and the singers were Taft Jordan and Ray Nance. Well, joining me now, I'm pleased to say, is Ellington evangelist and the leader of the Echoes of Ellington band, composer, arranger and curry connoisseur, Pete Long. Welcome to Jazz Lineup.
Thank you very much. Lovely to be here, Claire.
Terrific
lovely.
To see you. Well, you've said that this is a repertory orchestra devoted to the dissemination of this magisterial music.
Yes, yes.
Tell me how it all started, because I know you've done things about Benny Goodman and you do big projects.
Duke Ellington's really my first love in jazz. I was in a little circle of mates at school. We were all into jazz together and we all kind of discovered it all together. And one of the lads found some Duke Ellington in his dad's record collection and brought it in. It just blew us all away. It was the stuff from the 1940s, which is sort of one of his more fertile periods in terms of where he was pushing the music and the colours he was using and the expansion of the technique of the band. And that music is really quite incredible. That Don't Mean a Thing we heard is originally from 1943. I think that version was probably done for a film in about 44 by the sound of it. And we hear the Ellington Band right on the cusp of its old Cotton Club roots and the modernism that was coming into jazz from everywhere by about then. And in fact, the direction that Ellington and Strayhorn were going to try and push it, not by assimilating bebop language into the big band, but really kind of taking harmony from Stravinsky and 20th century classical composers. At the back of that chart, you hear the reeds playing this incredible dissonance, which works, And it's just the most wonderful effect. And fed sort of up to that point on commercial big band music, to hear Ellington all of a sudden, it's like having a lifetime of porridge and then finding a vindaloo. It is tremendous. So it's had a big effect on me, and it's always stayed with me. So about 20 years ago, when I was in the London Palladium operating a bass clarinet for money, it occurred to me that I knew enough guys who could have the proper solo voices to interpret Ellington arrangements, which is always the stumbling block, because you can't play generic big band style through it. Mm. It doesn't really work. It wasn't conceived to be written like that. It was conceived to be this kind of ensemble, sort of, not a dialogue, because that's two people, but it's an ensemble 17-a-log.
Tell us about the guys you've got in the band.
This edition of the band takes advantage of the fact that in the last 15 years, the standard of brass playing in Britain has shot quite literally through the roof.
Wow.
It must be because the standard of teaching at the grassroots level has gone up so much. And the knock-on effect is, you know, decades later, we're seeing players coming out, the like of which would have been undreamt of in Britain, sort of, back in the day.
Really?
Oh, it's Ryan Quigley on the trumpet. I mean, the man's like an ox. He'll keep on going. On the sister album to this, which will be coming out maybe in the summer, we'll hear Ryan play three solo numbers in a row, and I'll keep them in the studio order because he's tireless and inventive, and he plays great lead trumpet. He plays exciting trumpet. There's a guy called Louis Dowdswell who's 21 now, but he's a freak. And he can play the really high notes that you need in an Ellington programme, because he would write those notes for Cat Anderson. Sort of an octave, two octaves above the new normal range of the trumpet.
Wow, and he could do that at 21.
Yeah, he's amazing. He's amazing. He's got funny teeth. We can't really... you should get him on the radio, but his teeth probably wouldn't work so well on the radio. But he's got funny... And he reckons it's the formation of his lower jaw enables him to shove air down the trumpet at the speed required to get up there. So there's Louis, there's young Callum, who can arrange, and he's not afraid to play the trombone in any style at all. Valve, slide, tuba, French horn. He's even started playing the clarinet now. Of course, Mike Lovett, the great lead player, is in the band. He was in the band before. There's Nathan Bray, who played trumpet in the band, who's fantastic, who's a great kind of Ian Botham all-rounder. And then on the period stuff, I have Rico Tomasso specialising in that, because they're, you know, taught personally by Louis Armstrong. There's no one finer in Britain for those things.
So how do you choose the pieces? You've got, some of the pieces on this new album, let's call it, it's called The Tattooed Bride. Brilliant,
yes.
Brilliant artwork. How did you choose these arrangements? You've got, you know, a head arrangement, which is hilarious. I love that, Waiting for Some Trumpets. You've also got some transcription by Alan Prosser, some by you. But how did you choose the tunes?
With Ellington, it's quite easy because I've got a shed full of it back at home. And you just stick your hand in the basket, and whichever ones you pull out, they're going to be great. It doesn't really matter with Ellie. The heart-rending thing is knowing which ones to leave at home.
Yeah.
I wanted to do The Tattooed Bride because it's, say, one of the heavier pieces by Ellington, but it's only because it's a concert piece. It's a magnificent display of moods and colours you can get with a big band. And I also really like it because it's kind of tinged with bebop. It's somewhere between bebop and old-school swing. So I chose that, and I thought it'd be a nice title for an album, The Tattooed Bride.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
Ellington describes what it's actually about. Mm. As with most things Ellington, it's a bit rude. And
you hate that about him, don't you?
Oh, I can't stand it.
But let's talk about, I mean, practically speaking, having big bands, even having been more than four people, it's hard to get gigs in places. You know, taking guys on the road, let's forget about all the organisation of getting musicians to places and paying them and all the rest of it, get the music. But actually getting the venues that have got enough money to book you in the first place, it's not easy, is
it? Well, it's not easy, but if you know that that's the game, you sort of make your peace with it. You're not going to get it out five times a week. Mm. It just isn't going to happen. I mean, it didn't really used to happen for Ellington either. He had to take, towards the end of his career, he had to take 6 months off and play with the sextet in the Rainbow Grill in New York. Mm. Mm. And he was subsidising his band with his songwriting royalties all the time. But there are places to play. It's nice to take it to festivals. We're doing Wigan this year, which is a great festival to do if you've got a big band, because it's kind of the big British big band festival. So we're doing that. I think we're going to Edinburgh. I'm doing one of my, which I'm really looking forward to, in fact, which is a big Lindy Hop dance. So we play Ellington's swing set.
People don't jump jive.
In the spirit for which it was composed, because we play it completely acoustically, and you get 2,000 people in a room moving to a band that's acoustic.
That's great.
That's an incredible energy to enjoy.
Great.
And all the guys love it. So there's some gigs around. You know, if I can do one or two a month...
That's it. That'll do me. You're talking about Ellington subsidising the guys with his songwriting royalties. But there's always a bit of a hoo-ha about how much was Billy Strayhorn's involvement and if he got sort of pushed aside sometimes. Is that true, any of that, or... Did he have enough share of the limelight?
None of us were there.
Exactly. Yeah.
So it's very hard for us to say. It is known that Strayhorn in the early 50s became a bit upset that he wasn't getting enough of a credit. And so Ellington, after that point, made a point of announcing him as the composer of works. You can hear it on the live albums and crediting it on the albums. It is very difficult to say who wrote what a lot of the time. Broadly speaking, in my experience... If it sounds a bit churchy or a bit sort of Wild Westy, pentatonic-y, it's probably Duke Ellington. And if it sounds like Stravinsky and all the hairs on your back start to stand up, it's probably Billy Strayhorn. But beyond that, it's very, very difficult to say. Strayhorn was originally hired by Ellington to do just the vocal backing arrangements. So if it's a song, it's almost definitely Strayhorn.
Wow, that's interesting to know.
Ellington was the greatest editor of jazz. But of course, there's the input of all the musicians in the band as well. Like Harry Carney wrote loads of bits of Rockin' in Rhythm, and Barney Biggard is responsible for the main strain of Mood Indigo. Johnny Hodges probably wrote In a Mellotone, and Johnny Hodges and Ben Webster wrote Cottontail between them. And what Ellington would do is he'd get all these bits, because Johnny Hodges more than likely wrote the kind of weird head of Cottontail, and Ben Webster wrote the sax solo, and it's believed that Billy Strayhorn did other bits of the arrangement. But of course, it's just an arrangement of I Got Rhythm, Cottontail, essentially. And somebody talked me through who wrote which bit on that arrangement once, and you can hear it quite clearly once you know. But the genius of Ellington is to get all of that...
Knit it together.
And make it stand as this fabulous thing that is greater than the sum of its parts. The magic of playing Ellington live is that you realise that it's so much greater than the sum of its parts. Because sometimes you'll be going, that's incredible, and you'll look at the band and there'll be the bass and a trumpet and a trombone playing. And you'd be going... That's not possible. It's like I'm getting an orchestra and I'm seeing that.
Brilliant.
Ellington is a genius and it is unquantifiable.
Pete Long, it's been brilliant talking to you. Pick a track from the album to play us out.
Well, a good bright one would be the closer, Tooting Through the Roof. As a tooting girl yourself,
that's perfect. Absolutely brilliant.
You'll hear Louis Dowds all squirting around a bit, and Nathan Bray, Jay Craig, myself and James Pearson, and Andy Flaxman on trombone on this.
Let's hear it then. It's Tooting Through the Roof from Echoes of Ellington, the Tattoo Bride, Pete Long. Brilliant. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
That was Tootin' Through the Roof from the band Echoes of Ellington, featuring James Pearson on piano, Jay Craig on baritone saxophone, Mike Lovett on the trumpet, Peter Ripper on saxophone, Andy Flaxman on the trombone, Pete Long on saxophone, and Nathan Bray and Lewis Dowswell on trumpets. And my thanks to Claire and Pete. And incidentally, if you're in the Taunton Somerset area, Pete Long and the Echoes of Ellington Big Band, they play Queen's College. They've got James Pearson on piano, Alex Garnett on tenor saxophone, Ryan Quigley is featured on trumpet. So get over there, it's going to be a good night. They start at 7:30. Queen's College, Taunton, Somerset. Well, let's stay with the Duke a little longer with something brand new from British pianist Alexander Hawkins. This is Sweet Duke. Sweet Duke from the Alexander Hawkins Trio, who are Tom Skinner on drums and Neil Charles on bass, added to Hawkins on piano. The album is called The Alexander Hawkins Trio and out now on his own label, Alexander Hawkins Music. The trio just launched the album last week at Cafe Otto, which was the last date of a short tour. But you can still catch Alexander playing at the Cheltenham Jazz Festival on the 2nd of May. And if you happen to be in Zurich in Switzerland, they're at Taklos on the 30th of May. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 with me, Julian Joseph, on FM, online and on digital radio. Tonight's concert set performance features the jazz quartet portion of a larger string-based project called New Focus. It was the brainchild of saxophonist Konrad Wisniewski and pianist Ewan Stevenson, and this project has proved to be a truly successful collaboration for these two fine UK musicians. And Jazz Lineup caught these Glasgow men in concert at the Royal Lyceum Theatre in Edinburgh on March the 1st. It was quite an occasion as the quartet shared the bill opening for the Ravi Coltrane Quartet. The New Focus Quartet are Konrad Wisniewski on saxophones, Ewan Stevenson on piano, Michael Janish on the bass, and Alan Koska on the drums. And the New Focus Quartet start their set off with Air in D Minor. Wisniewski Stevenson's New Focus Quartet and Illuminate, ending tonight's concert set, featuring Konrad Wisniewski on saxophones, Ewan Stevenson on piano, Michael Janisch on bass, and Alan Koska on the drums. And for more information on the band, check out the link on the Jazz Lineup page via the Radio 3 website. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 with me, Julian Joseph, on FM, online, and on digital radio. Well, from the action-packed live set to classics on Warner Jazz, who release a Sarah Vaughan 5-CD original album series box set on May the 5th. The album spanned the years 1960 to 62, her first years with the Roulette label. And the album titles included are Dreamy, The Divine One, Basie and Vaughan, After Hours, and Your Mine You. And this is Ain't No Use.
It ain't no use of a hanging round. It ain't no use. I put you down. There's no love left in my heart. None left in my heart for you. It ain't no use for you to cry, cry, cry. Ain't no use. This is goodbye, bye, 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 bye. You've been gone and you've been wrong so many times. Now I'm through. The best of my years you have wasted. You caused so many tears, but the time has come and you must pay. Just ain't no more for you to say. Just ain't no more for you to say. Take your love and go away. When you leave, please, please don't return. Cause there ain't no use. Ain't no use. The best of my years you have wasted, just plain wasted away. Because so many tears, but the time come, now you must pay. It ain't no more for you to say. Take your love and go your way. When you leave, please return, it ain't no use. It ain't no use. It ain't no use. It ain't no use. No use. No use.
Simple, elegant, and soulful. That was Ain't No Use from Sarah Vaughan, with Jimmy Jones on piano and the unmistakable trumpet of Harry Sweets Edison, from the album The Divine One and part of the new box set Sarah Vaughan Original Album Series. Next up, a collaboration between German pianist Mark Schmolling, former BBC Radio 3 New Generation jazz artist Tom Arthurs on trumpet, and German vocalist Almut Kuhn. The album pushes to find those unusual spaces, as those of you who are familiar with Tom's work would expect, and these three artists do find a working empathy. This is Holy Highs.
Me bomb bomb is the words of the womb. Thank you.
Holy Highs from pianist Mark Schmolling with Tom Arthurs on trumpet and vocalist Almut Kuhn. The album is called Tico and out on the Unit Records label. Now to something new from the Swiss trio Vane, with a distinct and welcome signature added, and it's that of saxophone titan Dave Liebman. This is Stories of a Century. The energetic sound of the Vain Trio, who are Michael Arbenz on piano, Thomas Lanz on bass, and Florian Arbenz on the drums. And they're joined by a very special guest star, Dave Liebman, playing soprano saxophone on Stories of a Century from the album Jazz Talks, which is a strong and authoritative album with very impressive playing all around. Well, that's almost the end of this week's jazz lineup, but you can catch plenty more jazz on BBC Radio 3 with Geoffrey Smith's Jazz tonight at midnight, and Jazz on 3 on Monday night with Jez Nelson at 11. This week, Jez has British quartet Let's Spin performing at the 2014 Marsden Jazz Festival. And on next week's jazz lineup, a bumper edition with previously unbroadcast concert music from pianist Mark Edwards and his band, The Clogs, recorded at this year's South Coast Jazz Festival. Kevin Legendre will be here for his regular feature, Now's the Time, unearthing another classic album of modern times. Plus, a look forward to UNESCO's International Jazz Day, happening at the end of the month. To sign off with tonight, something new from Danish guitarist Jakob Bro. Bro has played with Paul Motion and the Electric Bebop Band and is a regular in Thomas Stanko's Dark Eyes Quintet. Well, here he is with his own trio, and this is Gefeiern from the album of the same name, out now on the ECM label. Until next time, from me, Julian Joseph, bye-bye.
That was Gefion by the Danish guitarist Jakob Bro, ending this week's jazz lineup. The programme was produced in Glasgow by Sushil K. Dade and presented by Julian Joseph. If you'd like more information on the programme, go to the programme page via the Radio 3 website. And Jazz Lineup will be back next Saturday, a little earlier than usual, at 4 o'clock.
Private Passions is 20 on BBC Radio 3.
Music was very much a part of my life when I was young.
I've always been intrigued by the way people who are not professional musicians talk about music.
Tomorrow, Michael Barclay presents an anthology of remarkable interviews to mark the 20th anniversary of Private Passions.
If I was